Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Thursday, February 7th, and you're listening to The Geek at Geek News Central, the longest-running tech podcast. This is show number 834, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 47% off your order, off your brand-new order, by using promo code GO47OFF. This code expires on February 13th, so use it now. GNC is also sponsored in part by DYN. That's Dyn.com. Get 30% off your DNS and email products and services at Dyn.com/podcast30. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey, folks, I am so glad to be ready to leave Texas. You just have no idea. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Todism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There's no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to you as live as it can be from the Lone Star State in the Geek News Central HD mobile broadcast studio. Everyone, welcome to the show. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran, and I tell you, it is, boy, I am so ready to leave the Lone Star State. Not that I hate the Lone Star State, but 3 weeks is entirely enough from being away from my lovely family, and I need to get home. The honey-do list has grown to mega proportions. Of course, you know, I was at CES, and I was only home like a week, week and a half or something like that, and then boom, immediately come out here. So I'm ready to go home and be home for a while. So thanks for being here. Hey, to all of you that are longtime listeners of the show, hey, thanks for staying subscribed. Of course, if you are watching the video portion of the show, we want to welcome you as well. Welcome to Johanna, all the longtime listeners. Thanks for being here. Of course, if you want to reach out to the show, you can do so via Twitter at Geek News. Of course, you can always email me, geeknews@gmail.com. And of course, the hotline is available 24 hours a day at 619-342-7365. If you didn't catch the show live on the live stream, you can always watch the show on Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV. And over the past couple of shows, knock on wood, Wirecast has cooperated and the show has been recorded. I think we figured out what was going on there, so that was the main thing, is making sure everything stays up and running. Now, if I could just get rid of this cough, it just kind of like comes at me, and I don't even know it's coming. But hopefully the warm tropics of Hawaii will definitely help that prognosis along in getting rid of that this disgusting cough. But hey, I want to make sure you get over, take a chance, and if you're new to the show, we want you to think about subscribing, and to do so, it's really easy. All you got to do is go over to, and let me make sure I got the site up here for you to review. Go over to geeknewscentral.com and check out, you know, basically all you got to do is come over to the website. You're going to find information on how to subscribe right there in the second column of the website. There's a newsletter link up at the top. Then if you sign up for the newsletter, I will email the show notes immediately following the show. That way you'll have a link to the podcast, and you will also have access to all the content that I'm going to cover tonight. And of course, if you just want to get the show notes yourself, you can go over to gncshownotes.com. That's where we drop all the show notes. And the reason we drop it over here is because all these links that I cover on the show, which are just one or two line descriptors or one or two word descriptors. Google hates it when I do that, and they hammered my site last year, so I am basically using gncshownotes.com as a place to go to get the all the links for all the content that I put up and make live and available for all of you. So I tell you, it's been really, I've had a great time here in Texas. I'm very tired of restaurant food. There's generally just so many selections when you're on the road for 20 days, many times eating by yourself. Actually, I got in touch with Jack, and Jack and I are going to be going to dinner in Dallas tomorrow night. Hopefully we'll hit some sushi or something like that. But we're going to see what we can find and look forward to catching up with him. Of course, Jack was with us at CES, and one of our team members, primary team members, and running the TriCaster and everything that we had going on there. But it is going to be nice to get back to Hawaii, get back to the studio. And I barely got the studio reset back up from the last travel. Basically having tore it down and went to Vegas with the studio. So I'll basically be tweaking everything over the weekend. Once I get home, I guess Saturday about noon, and then basically we'll be back and have a regular show on Monday night in Hawaii. So look forward to that. Of course, those of you that are night owls that watch the show when I'm in Hawaii, don't forget we get started about 8 p.m. Hawaiian Central Time, which is 10 o'clock Pacific and 1 a.m. Eastern. Hey, some of you may have some snow days coming up on the East Coast, so you guys can stay up and watch. One thing I got to do, though, tomorrow before I leave Texas is I need to go check my Powerball tickets. I've bought some Powerball tickets, and I have no idea whether I've won or not. I might be sitting on millions of dollars. Who knows? I doubt it. mind is sometimes lottery tickets are about as valuable as toilet paper, but some people, you just never know. But when I'm in Texas and when I'm someplace where there's Powerball, I have a tendency to play. All right, so I am going to be home for Valentine's Day, and I've been really, you know, they're hitting us with these stupid commercials with these big bears, and if I brought a big bear home, my wife would just, it wouldn't be good. And she doesn't like me to buy jewelry unless I take her with her, take her with me. I can't buy her any, like, purses or nothing like that. I can't buy anything that, you know, basically I have to be a very conscientious Valentine's Day shopper. So, ladies, I need some help here. I'm thinking spa because, you know, she's been taking care of the kids, and really, it's, you know, she's been there doing everything that I normally do and really sacrificing. So I'm thinking about a spa. Or do you guys have something else in mind? You know, I was thinking, I'd asked her, do you want to, like, go to Reno, or you want to go to Vegas for a couple of days with some girlfriends? And she, you know, she kind of wasn't interested in doing that. But so what do you think? What should I buy my lovely wife for Valentine's Day? Maybe the ladies can help me out. Fellas, if you have something to chime in here, something that was a absolute, you hit gold with something you purchased in prior years, let me know. And of course, the flowers thing, so rule in my house is very simple. This is a secret. No delivered flowers for Valentine's or any time. If you're going to get flowers, you bring them yourself and you hand them to her. If I have a delivery person deliver flowers, they're in the trash. It's because it's not meaningful. So I have to deliver. That's her rules. So flowers, of course, on Valentine's Day, and of course the chocolates and stuff, but I gotta have something to really hit one out of the park. So I'm reaching out to the Ohana, specifically the ladies. What was the thing that really wowed you one year and was something very memorable? There's got to be something unique. The spa thing is really kind of, you know, I mean, that's really an easy get out type of thing. I can go get, you know, go buy the spa certificate, then you got to get them to use it. Right, but So I'm already planning a little small staycation in May, doing 2 or 3 days down in Waikiki. We do that every year a couple of times, but we got to have something for Valentine's Day. So let me, and fellas, don't forget Valentine's Day. You've got to really put some work into it. I'm trying, but I'm a little bit. And those of you that weren't listening, I put an L in front of my face. Sometimes I'm just a little bit of a loser in the romance department, so I really have to work on it. Okay, so anyway, enough me jabbering about Valentine's Day. So as I said, hey, I just got an email from my good friends at GoDaddy. The 47% off code that I shared with you guys on the last show is going to expire on February 13th. So really, I mean, the clock is ticking on this one, folks. You have until next Wednesday to use that code on a new purchase. And I actually picked up a domain in a domain auction. I'll tell you this first. I had somebody email me and say, hey, this podcast such and such site is going, or podcast podcast domain is going up for sale soon. I'm like, that's a pretty good one. Do you want to put a bid in for it? So I went over to GoDaddy Auctions and I typed it in and it was available. I put a bid in for it. The auction expires in a couple of days. And I know that if no one else goes in and rakes me over the coals, I probably shouldn't even say this, but I'll get it at a decent price. Much cheaper than what I would probably pay this broker for. So anyway, long story short here, what I also did was kind of peruse the listings, and I found one in there that was an instant buy at $12. So I bought that one, and it's $12 plus the domain registration fee. And I used the Go47 off code, and it worked. Saved me like $12. It was fantastic. I was like, woohoo! So Go47 off, and really, there are restrictions on how you can use this, and so just be aware of that. But it really, this is a deal that is not, again, it's going to last just until the 13th. And there's no minimum purchases. If you want to get buy a new server, buy a new hosting account, this is the perfect time, that 47% off. Of course, I have some other codes as well. I have a 28% code that is going to be able to be used on renewals and a variety of other things. That's Go28 off one. That's available. And then just a bunch of other codes, including the $295.com. So go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, and you're going to get basically all my codes. This is a time to strike, folks. Do not delay. And 47% off has made me pretty giddy on picking up stuff and maybe even just a little bit overspending. But when you get such a discount, you really can't let those types of deals pass you by. But anyway, that's what's going on with GoDaddy. We thank them for being a sponsor here. Again, don't forget, use those codes. It's going to save you a bunch of money. And we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. The first and longest. Been with us since July, I believe, of 2004. So, okay, so let me look at my stack here of stuff, Ola, to talk about. And no Saturday morning tech, because I'm going to be on an airplane going home. And really, that's kind of wrapping it up on here, what's going on. So there's not a lot of, just really not a lot to tell you about, except that it was almost 80 degrees today here. And I'm just like, it's only February, and it's 80. And then the East Coast is getting ready to get hammered with, 2 foot of snow in the Boston area. So be safe out there. If you're having to work on the East Coast tomorrow, and watch the weather, be safe, be careful. We don't want anybody getting hurt. It might be a great day to just, call the boss and say, hey, can we just work from home, do the telecommute thing? And if he says no, then be careful as you're driving into work. My mom had all of her furniture delivered. Oh, my cell phone's not here. And so she was telling me about that, what was going on there. And we have a full grand piano that's been handed down, and she has this. It's huge. It's a full grand. It's rectangle. It's not like a traditional, what you would see with a baby grand. You know, it's an absolutely amazing piano. And that was the one thing we were worried about in storage, but it came out really nice. They got it in, put the legs on it, flipped it over, pulled the drop lid, and played through Do-Re-Mi, and looks like it maybe need a little tune, but they sent me a picture of the room it's in. It just absolutely looks fantastic. So I know my mom's excited about getting unpacked, and with that final housing inspection that happened last week, I'm looking forward to being able to get home sometime in the spring when it's not snowing and cold there to see how the new house is. But anyway, that's that. Hey, let me take care. I've got something very serious that I want to talk to you about. I can't say too much. I'm going to do it here in a few minutes. And I'm just going to very briefly talk about it. So don't go away. I want you to hear what I have to say here in just a few short minutes. But, you know, with this horrible weather, you know, it's going to affect your ability to get to the office. We talk about what's going on in Boston, everything, road closures, major traffic, ice. But just because you can't make it in the office doesn't mean business stops. And that's why I know all of you have already installed GoToMyPC by Citrix in your work computers or at your home computer so you can access your entire office computer from home. So you don't have to risk a dangerous commute or worry about falling short on a project. GoToMyPC, and here's the beauty of this. GoToMyPC is the secure remote access tool that allows you to connect to the office from any other computer or, and this is important, or mobile device. You can access all of your work files, programs, and network from wherever you are whenever you need. Be prepared. Set up GoToMyPC today or tonight. It's incredibly important to do that. It just takes a few minutes. It's so easy to use. You know, I love GoToMyPC. It's my lifeline to my work computer. It's a lifeline to a Mac Mini that does a lot of my streaming stuff. So my listeners can try GoToMyPC for free for 30 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click the Try It Free button. Enter the promo code podcast. Then download the free app to your mobile device, the GoToMyPC app. That's GoToMyPC.com. Try it free. Promo code podcast. And we want to thanks go to my PC for being a sponsor here at Geek News Central. All right. On the advice of my attorney, I'm not going to make any opinions or comments but I'm just going to make a statement. The EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, has announced that they are looking for information from the podcasting community. In a statement made on EFF, they say podcasting community faces patent troll threat. EFF wants to help. I'm not going to go into any further comments on that. I'm going to have a link up in the show notes. Actually, maybe not. I'll let you guys search it out on EFF.org. Highly concerned about this actions that's taking place. And I really can't say any more other than that's it. So please go over and read the EFF article. Share this with your podcasting friends, people that you know, people, other shows that you listen to. Get the word out with the EFF's article. And I have to leave it at that. I really do. As much as I want to say more, I cannot. So I've gotten at least 500 emails from you and different people asking me to comment, and I can't at this time. So I'll leave it for you guys to go through and review and definitely talk with people that you listen to. Send them emails and point this article out. And I'm going to leave it at that. And believe me, I'm not one to... just be quiet. I have to be quiet. Sorry. Let's move on to more news. And let's talk about even more craziness going on in the interwebs. A site has plagiarized blog posts. Then that same site that plagiarized those blog posts files a DMCA takedown on the originals. Geek News Central has its articles lifted every day of the week. Almost every article is lifted and put on other websites. But a pretty incredible story that involves a falsified medical research site. Plagiarism and legal thefts came to light via DMC takedown notice via Retraction Watch, a site that followed among many other sites, the implosion of a Duke. Yes, Duke is a big cancer research center. Found many of its articles on the topic pulled by WordPress, its host, The Reason, a small site based in India, copied all of the posts, claimed them as their own, and filed a DMCA takedown notice to get the originals pulled from their source. As of now, the originals are still missing as their actual owners seek to have them restored. This is simply incredible. Various studies are indicating that research fraud has been increasing dramatically, and the site helped chronicle some prominent cases of fraud, including the career collapse of the current record holder for making up data. And so this career researcher who worked for Duke University at the time was basically had fell under scrutiny for embellishment of his resume, but the investigation quickly expanded as broader questions were raised about his research. As the investigation continued, a number of Potty Spacer ended up being retracted as accusations of falsified data were raised. Eventually, three clinical trials were started based on Potty's data were stopped entirely. In all, Retraction Watch published 22 stories on the implosion of Potty's career. So this basically boils down to that someone claimed to be a senior editor in India had stole all these basically all this work and all this information. So, you know, it ties into this guy who had basically kind of falsified work, and it was the writings around that. This is just pretty incredible. And it was focused again. The DMC takedown was focused on a single researcher. So this is pretty crazy. And here's the thing that's even more nuts is this guy that was accused, this Anil Potty, who is the career cancer researcher at Duke, is Indian. He was born in India. And but it's weird that all this information that was published about him was basically all this stuff was hijacked and put on another website. And I don't know if it's been altered or what, but so what the science community is worried about is that this may be an attempt to keep from reporting on scientific fraud. So this guy may actually be trying to cover his tracks you know, it's really amazing what this is and how this has worked. But in the twist to it is that, you know, this guy was under scrutiny, and all the stuff that was been written about him, the fraud on him, was you know, with the DMCA takedown notice took all that stuff down. So anyway, I'll have that link up in the show notes. You guys can read about it more. But it's interesting that this guy's trying to, and it looks like maybe trying to cover his tracks. You know, one way to get articles that are written about you that are that you don't like is have a DMCA takedown on this, and then by saying you own the articles, and then who knows, alter the original articles or whatever he may be planning on doing. But anyway, long story short, little reverse play of DMCA here. Hey, Google has updated Hangouts and lets you adjust your bandwidth use with a slider, and it's also adding an audio-only mode. So this is a trouble we had here last weekend on Google Hangout. It worked fine for me, but sometimes I wish I wasn't sending so much bandwidth. So they've made it so that these new features help improve the Hangout experience, and when you're in areas with low and or unreliable connectivity. So again, the audio-only mode or the bandwidth sliders, which is it's at the top right of every Hangout, that lets you adjust your audio bandwidth preferences in real time from high all the way down to audio-only. This makes it easier to keep Hangouts going, again, even in areas with poor connectivity. Both of the features are coming your way today, but they're rolling out separately to me, so they may not be available to everyone at the same time. So this is a pretty cool feature being added by the folks over at Google. Another article over on TechCrunch, and this is pretty exciting stuff here. Let me bring this up. This is an announcement, and of course we talked about Coursera on the last show, but Coursera wins approval to offer online courses for credit for under $200, and this is huge. So Coursera has partnered with dozens of the country's top universities to offer high-quality, Ivy League-caliber classes on over 200 subjects to anyone and everyone for free. But this is where they're going to start changing it. So now you're going to start being able to get credit on some of those, some of that coursework. And $200 for a class, my friends, is incredibly cheap. Now, up until now, the startup has not offered degrees or credits for its online classes, which has meant that really Coursera's classes existed mostly as a way to pursue a supplemental or continuing education, not as part of a degree program. But what this has changed today is Coursera has announced this morning that five of its courses improved for credit equivalency by the American Council of Education, the ACE. And this means that students who complete these five courses can receive college transfer credits at institutions that accept ACE. Now, ACE is pretty universal with most colleges. They'll take ACE credits. Now, this doesn't mean that every university it has partnered with automatically guarantees credits for the approved courses. Instead, institutions have the option to accept or decline a credit. In other words, it's up to them. So here's what we've got. The five courses include four undergrad courses and one vocational course, including pre-calc from the University of California, Irvine, introduction to genetics and evolution from Duke University, bioelectricity, a quantitative approach from Duke, and calculus, single variable from the University of Pennsylvania, and the vocational option is intermediate algebra from the University of California, Irvine. So it looks to me like here you got pre-calc, that's probably a 100 class. You have introduction to genetics, definitely another 100 level class. Bioelectricity is probably a 200, and straight up calculus is probably a 200 level class. So this is really exciting. I'm going to tell you, as a father who has got kids that are about ready to head off to college land, if they can get five classes. Now, some of these are you're going to need if you're no matter what. But if this is just the first step, if they can get all of these classes ACE certified. Now, here's the thing about most universities. Let me tell you a little trick. And this is what happened to me. Being in the Navy, having spent nearly 25 years in as active duty, and having retired 5 years ago, basically the Navy had partnered with a lot of different colleges, and I chose to attend Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, which is based in Florida, but they have campuses, satellite campuses, nearly on every Air Force and Navy base throughout the entire world, along with a lot of other well-known universities that offer different degree paths. So what the Embry-Riddle had done is they basically, I pulled my transcript of everything, all the classes that I had attended being in the Navy, every whether it be a communications class, whether it be Six Sigma, whatever it was that I had attended, including my basic training along with advanced training, electronics, and everything else. And they basically gave me equivalencies. They said, okay, we're going to give you this one, this one, this one, this one. You know, here it crossed to different credits. And ultimately, I ended up with only having to take, I think, 20... It was either 22 or 27 classes what I had to take to get my bachelor's degree. Now, if you think about the credit that they gave me, you know, what it takes to get a bachelor's degree, that was an incredible amount of credit and basically put me more than, well, just about halfway, a few credits short of an associate, I think was the total number that they gave me. So, but they still, here's the deal, they still got me for 22 or 23 or 24, how many ever classes they got me for, at nearly $900 per class, or $300, $300-some a credit hour. So they got their cash. I got my degree. Now, I attended all the classes. I had management classes. I took all my math, you know, everything I had to take, a whole spectrum of 100 through 400 level classes. And in the end, walked, you know, just like everyone else. I have a bachelor's degree from Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University in professional aeronautics, with basically a minor in program management. If I ever decide to go for my master's degree, I can, you know, can turn that into some sort of a business application, a business degree. So long story short here is that if they put these courses online and they get more of these courses, someone that's graduating could take these courses online. And if they give the ACE equivalent, or those credits will transfer, the cost of going to a major university can be dramatically reduced by the number of classes. So let's say you can knock out online maybe your first 2 years, all those 100 and 200 level basic classes that everyone hates to take but have to be taken, your communication, your one-on-one math, you know, all that junk, all that stuff that is, you know, probably not completely towards your major. And if a student could do that, and let's say pay $200 a class for, you know, for the credits, and they can get a university say, okay, for your last 2 years or your last 30 classes, you're going to have to pay 2 years worth of tuition. Dude, you just saved 2 years of tuition. So this is why I am so excited about this online stuff and taking off. I think it's just a matter of time. I think 5 years, the whole landscape's going to be changed. And what I really want to do is, everyone says, oh, you got to have the college experience. No, what you need is a degree and a job is what you need. Now, some people went to college, all right, going to the parties and being part of the frat houses and the sororities and the socialing, you know, the social and all that stuff. Okay, maybe I've got a complete different view on it because I look at it from a financial standpoint. But with the average degree costing someone today, $150,000. You know, you think about that, $150,000 for a bachelor's degree. What's wrong with this country when we can, you know, get some great classes online through Coursera and other companies and to get these to transfer some people in, you know, that are not economically set to be able to, you know, pay $20,000 a year for tuition. I think state of Hawaii now, in-state tuition is $17,000 to go to the University of Hawaii. And some people are saying, well, that's cheap. But $17,000, $34,000, $68,000 plus books plus everything else, you know, it's $100,000 is what you're looking at. Okay, are you guys excited about this online stuff? I'm sorry if I've spent too much time. I know it's not tech related, but I think it has so much potential. And don't get me wrong, I understand that some people have different learning styles. Some people have to be in a classroom. Some people can do better in reading a book. There's different learning methods. So this is not going to work for everybody, but I'm just excited about what's going to happen here. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And I'm excited to see what Coursera is going to be able to bring online next. All right, for those, let's switch gears here. Let's get mobile. If you bought Verizon's first 4G phone, start checking for updates now because the carrier's finally approved Android 4.0 update codenamed Ice Cream Sandwich. The HTC Thunderbolt. Now, here's the problem. The Thunderbolt has been on the market since March of 2011. And Ice Cream Sandwich came out 7 months later in October. So what you have is you have a 2-year-old phone that's getting a 15-month-old software update. What is wrong with Verizon? That is just incredibly criminal. The OEMs have been just incredibly slow to publish. They really have. It's unacceptable. It's totally unacceptable. Now, you want to hear something more crazy? The next Xbox will use the next Xbox is being rumored to use persistent net connections to block used, yes, you hear me correctly, used games. Now, my kids, you know, they buy all used games. You know, we go buy used games. That's what we do. So Edge is citing a source with firsthand experience that Microsoft's next generation console will be available via download or as a Blu-ray disc with a capacity up to 50 gigs. The disc-based games will reportedly all ship with an activation code tying the game to a single user account. Yes, you're hearing me correctly. How many kids you got in your house? How many kids do you have on have Xbox? Are they crazy? I'm not buying three games for three kids. So what this does, this makes the disc entirely worthless on the secondhand market. So Sony may be looking at this as well and looking into used game blocking technology. For people that just go out and buy games when they're front line, it's no big deal. But when you're on a budget, I'm telling you, this is a big deal. This is going to make a major impact. And I don't know about you, but it just kind of, it makes me, you know, raises the hair in the back of my neck. So we'll see where this goes. Again, this is just a rumor right now, but a pretty good one for sure. All right, Dell is saying goodbye to Wall Street with a $2 billion loan from Microsoft. Of course, a lot more went into this deal than meets the eye here, but they basically, Dell is going has agreed to a $24.4 billion deal to go private, and piles on $15 billion in debt in the process. So again, they've completed the terms of the deal. That will take the company private. Each stockholder will get $13.65 a share for $24.4 billion, partially bankrolled by Microsoft, and but owned by a small group of private investors led by Dell CEO and founder Michael Dell. Of course, we all know the Michael Dell that is part of the Tech Podcast Network. So, this is huge. So they use Silver Lake to acquire Dell to take it private. So we'll see where this goes. Dell is going to be a new business. Maybe. We'll see where it leads, but definitely a big change over there. All right, those who've been waiting for a Mac Pro, boy, I tell you, I don't think I can afford a Mac Pro. Oh, someone's asking me in the chat, what would happen to Gamefly? It would halt game rentals also. Yeah, absolutely. Gamefly, GameStop, you know, my kids are always, we go to the mall. Can we go to GameStop? Dale, that's true. It's going to make a major impact. So, you know, it's all, hey, the consoles is not where the money's made. The money's made in the games. All right, resellers are claiming Mac Pro coming. Apple points to a comment at this being made to resellers in Europe. Apple supposedly told France Systems that a new range of Mac Pro will be released in the spring of 2013. Spring is still rather vague. It generally begins around March 21st and ends on June 21st. So we'll see what this means, but could be a new Mac coming, a Mac Pro. As much as I'd like to buy one, man, well, I tell you, my Mac Pro's doing good. I've got to get something done with the RAID card, but it's still a machine, and I'm going to try to get 6 or 7 years out of it. I don't know if I'll make it that long. We'll see. Keep our fingers crossed. But, as much as it cost me to begin with, it has to last 6 or 7 years. All right, what I want to do is I want to take just another second here. I want to talk about our last sponsor tonight. I want to talk about Dyne. And really, Dyne is a company. If you're not big, if you're not a big website, you don't have to run a big website, and you're just getting started out or starting a business, you know, when Twitter launched, little did we know that it was going to grow to what it is today. In 2006, it was a small and unique idea with grand ambitions, you know, 140 characters, you know, called tweets, and we all know what that is. So more than 5 years later, Twitter has become a lifeblood of the internet, 6 years actually, and with over 200 million worldwide users, and in thousands and tens of thousands of accounts, or hundreds of thousands of accounts created daily. But before it became the micro-messaging sensation, Twitter was a Dyn standard DNS client. And this is basically a great way to start using Dyn, is use their standard DNS service. Now, as Twitter's traffic and queries per second grew at an unprecedented rate, Dyn helped Twitter seamlessly transition to the enterprise-level Dyn ECT managed DNS platform. This allowed Twitter to make to take advantage of delivering better network performance and traffic management as they grew to incredible heights. Now, they were when they first started, they very quickly grew up to 1,000 queries per second. And really, Dyn's standard DNS limit was at 1 query per second, which is still really high for most websites. But again, that was around 5 years ago. And of course, with that 1,000 queries per second having grown 15-fold since, every day the world writes equivalent of 10 million page book tweets. And so what's happened here is that with the Dyn ECT program that Twitter uses, they have been able to see ridiculous scalability. They've been able to handle Twitter level traffic, and they've been able to use Dyn's robust API. So Dyn has taken a company that just started out very small and grew with them till they got very big. And what has actually happened is that Twitter has worked with Dyn and managed Dyn has 17 co-locations around the world, and Twitter basically put a lot of their servers very close, co-located near Dyn's 17 locations. And what this did is really increase the speed. So this was pretty incredible here. So they started small and grew. And that's what any entrepreneur wants, is they want their company to grow big and really explode. So, you know, this is just another case study of how Dyn has made an incredible difference to a company as they have gotten going. And, you know, who would have ever thought that Twitter, you know, when it first started, would grow into the sensation it is today. So what I want you to do is I want you to take some time, and I want you to go over to Dyn.com. And this is any of you that have a website. I want you to go over and visit Dyn.com/podcast30, okay? And we're going to get you 30% off by using that podcast30 code. And if you're a growing business, I want you to contact them. I want you to reach out. And, you know, they're not going to hassle you. They're going to work with you. And, you know, this is a huge, huge opportunity for you guys to use their products, large or small. And we want you to get hooked up with them because I really think this is a fantastic offer. I think it's something that you'll be able to take advantage of. Again, it's simple. Get faster internet by using Dyn for DNS. Simply visit dyn.com/podcast30 and fill out the contact form, or start shopping right away and save 30% by using the promo code podcast30 at checkout. Once again, visit dyn.com/podcast30. You know, isn't their case studies pretty cool? And, you know, I asked them to send these over because a lot of people didn't really fully understand the product. And I wanted to take some examples for you guys and really explain this product deeper. And reading the Twitter story, you know, that's every person's dream, is to start a small business and have it grow and explode. And maybe even get to 1/10 of Twitter size, you know, or even 1/100. And even you have a partner like that that grows with you, and you don't have to worry about that portion of the business and making sure your websites stay online. They take care of it. And we do it. We do it at Raw Voice. We don't have to sweat the small stuff. All right. A $1 million a year botnet has been shut down, Microsoft and Symantec. A botnet was believed to be illegally raking in more than $1 million a year has been shut down by security experts. And here's the crazy thing. Microsoft and Symantec believed that between 300,000 and 1 million computers may have been infected. And what happened was, is if you have turned on your machine lately and you have put in a search term and you've ended up somewhere that you didn't think you were going to be and got a warning message, you need to pay attention to that. Because Microsoft is basically warning anyone by a redirect what will happen. You know, basically, they're telling you, hey, your machine's got an issue and here's how to fix it. So they basically went into some data centers and took them down, had some cooperation. So good on them for doing that. It's nice to see them continuing to really go after these botnets. Well, the red communist Chinese are still hacking the Wall Street Journal, according to Robert Murdoch. And News Corp's chairman made the accusation via post on Twitter. And, of course, the Wall Street Journal reported last week that hackers had tried to monitor the coverage of China. And, of course, China's foreign ministry has denied any government involvement. Yeah, right. So, anyway, of course, you know, we talked about last week, Google's Eric Schmidt had also pointed the finger at the country as well. So, you know, if the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, and so forth are all beginning attacked, is your company protected? That's the question you should ask yourself. So what a question I've been asking our team, are we protected? Making sure that we are, because we don't want our code going over to someone else to use. All right, let me switch gears here just a little bit. I was going to talk about the dinosaurs, but basically they're coming up with more proof that the dinosaurs did die from a meteorite strike 6 million or so years ago. But let's do talk about something here a little bit closer to what may be happening in a few days. But an asteroid about the half size of a football field in diameter is set to pass close to the Earth, very close to the Earth. And if you think about this, asteroid 2012 DA14 is expected to get within 17,200 miles of the Earth's surface on February 15th. That's like four flights. If you get on an airplane in Honolulu and fly to Chicago and back, and one more round trip, it's about the same distance. Two round trips to Chicago. So this rock is thought to pass interior to GPS satellites, and the space agencies have reassured there's no chance of the International Space Station having an issue or the Earth being struck. But this, if you look at this bad boy, I don't think this is something that we want to mess with. But they took a video of it on December 14th, and I got this over at ITV.com. But it's just going to mosey on by. You know, it did a very gentle 17,000 miles away. So, you know, nothing really too much to worry about. Wow, that's close. Too close for my comfort, to be honest with you. All right, Microsoft is prepping a monster security update for next week. They're going to patch a near record 57 bugs in IE, Windows Office, and Exchange Server. So Patch Tuesday is going to be a big one. So this is the biggest. They're coming close to the all-time Patch Tuesday tally of 64 that was done in 2011. But this is a huge one. And a lot of XP users are getting some vulnerability updates as well. So be well aware of that, okay? All right, I'm putting a lot of pictures up recently on the net and stuff. And I've been thinking about putting watermarks on them. So I've been looking for some watermark software. The folks over at PC World have a good review of a watermarking product called My Watermark. And My Watermark is a small portable application which you can place inside your Dropbox folder on a USB stick. And it costs about $10 to use it. But very, very smart. It can drop a watermark on your picture and make it so that people steal them. They will, they basically will have to see your little logo on there or whatever text you want to put it in, put on. You can have it so it doesn't do it to your own images. It keeps a separate set with the watermark on it. Very, very cool. All right, you know, at CES, we talked about a new tracking, and I track dot, which is going to track your bags when you travel. And I'm hoping to have 3 track dots waiting for me at home when I get home, because I'm going to be sticking those in my luggage as I'm traveling. But there's a new thing, a parcel sensor. Yes, a parcel sensor that knows when your delivery has been dropped. So this is cool. It's called Drop Tag. It's a gadget that combines a battery, a low-energy Bluetooth transmitter, and an accelerometer and memory chip. Stuck on a parcel, warehouse, it logs any G-forces above a set risky shock level that it experiences. The idea is that when the courier puts it in your hands, you turn on Bluetooth on a smartphone running a Drop Tag app, and you scan it before you sign it. So in other words, if Dell has shipped you a box that they say can only withstand 8 Gs, which really isn't a lot when you drop a box, but if you scan it and it says, hey, it's got 15 Gs, you can say, send it back. You guys have thrown this around too many times. We need this on luggage so that when the guys throw your bags on the luggage, it like goes, whoop, 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 whoop. This bag has been dropped too hard. Whoop, whoop, whoop. You know, that's what we need. And maybe these baggage loaders will be a little more gentle on our bags when they're loading them on the aircraft. United, LA. LA is the worst that I see. Yes, I will be watching you when I go home. I'll have my camera out watching you load the aircraft. You're waiting for a YouTube moment, so be aware. Don't drop my bags on Saturday. For the 64% of Americans whose internet service providers impose a broadband cap, and for those lucky enough to have a meter, there's some bad news out there. The president of the firm who audits many of the country's broadband meters says that he can't certify measurements produced by 5 out of the 7 of his clients' meters because they don't work correctly. Is this incredible? You got that little meter? It doesn't work. So GigaOhm wouldn't list those clients, but here's who this client is of this company: Time Warner, Cox, Comcast, AT&T, Bell Canada, Verizon, and France Telecom. Time Warner and Cox have both confirmed that they have used NetForecast to certify their meters. While Verizon doesn't have a broadband cap or meter, Verizon emailed to confirm that it's not using NetForecast on the wireline side. So, anyway, there's some issues out there, and it looks like AT&T customers are being impacted. So anyway, good articles here, but your meters are not counting correctly. Are you surprised? And they're not to your favor, of course. Hey, don't forget tonight you can email me here at the show, geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, the voicemail hotline's open 24 hours a day at 619-342-7365. And, of course, you can always tweet me at Geek News. Follow me on Google+ or on Facebook. Just search for me. You'll find me. All right, no transmitting aliens detected in the Kepler-SETI search. By focusing the Green Bank radio telescopes on stars, candidate exoplanets identified by NASA's Kepler Space Telescope, it was hoped that one of those star systems may also play host to a sufficient evolved alien race capable of transmitting radio signals into space. But in a study headed by ex-SETI chief Jill Tarter, the conclusion of this first attempt is blunt. No signals of extraterrestrial origin were found. Do you think they'd really tell us if they really found anything? I think the government would swoop in and just, like, lock those people up. You know, I just don't think they would ever tell us if they really did find something. Do you think they would? Do you think they would do that? I don't know. I'm curious if they would really tell us. Have one of those contact moments. All right, a campaign has been launched to stop schools from claiming copyright on student work. Prince George's County in Maryland, which I've drove through many a times when I was living in Maryland, was considering a policy that would claim copyright of everything produced by both students and faculty at various schools in the district. So it's, you know, extreme in so many ways. And some folks have set up a site called Don't Copyright Me, in which they're asking people to sign a petition to be sent to the school board telling them not to take the copyrights from students and teachers. So, you know, this is crazy. You know, Prince George's County is one of the top 25 school systems in the country. And if this policy goes into effect, it could set a terrible precedent at a time when quality education is needed more than ever. Students and teachers deserve the same rights as everyone else. With this policy, a high school student could get a takedown notice from their own school for posting a video they made for class on YouTube. So I'm hoping this board will wake the heck up. But if you live in Maryland and you live in and around Prince George's County, you may want to get active on this, okay? All right, the feds are still gauging the extent of the hacker breach. FBI's on the case. I tell you, Anonymous, you have better have covered your tracks, because the Federal Reserve has the most powerful, vindictive men in the world and women, the most powerful men and women in the world. I'm going to tell you, you think that probably some of the government agencies are bad? The Federal Reserve, these folks, I'm going to tell you, they have, I think, a lot of people driving around in black cars. But the Fed statement Thursday was its first explicit acknowledgement that it did not yet know the extent of the security breach. Cybersecurity specialist says it takes time to thoroughly investigate a stealthy intrusion by skilled hackers. Fed sent a message to ECS users and obtained by Reuters on Tuesday and warned that personal information, including mobile and business telephone numbers, email and business addresses, had been obtained by the online intruders Anonymous. So I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of bank robbers that go to jail because the FBI is very active in making sure these types of crimes don't happen. I'm going to tell you, when you have upset 4,000 of the top bankers in the United States, don't tell me. Don't even tell me these folks don't wield some power. They are going to be on the phone with their congressman, with their local law enforcement, and they're going to be, I'm going to tell you, they are going to raise, because guess what? They control the money, folks. They are going to raise so much. You know what? Anonymous, you have better have, like, covered your tracks good, because if you haven't, these guys, I think these guys won't play for keeps. You know, be like, poof, poof, a hacker was found face down in a ditch in such and such location. You know, maybe I'm exaggerating here, but I'm going to tell you, I hope they covered their tracks well, because if they don't, stand by. All right, at CES, we had some great interviews, and one of the better ones I had was with Red. And, you know, it was an interesting conversation, and I'm going to tell you straight up, I think 4K is coming. It's in your movie theaters now. I think 4K is going to, in most cinema stuff being recorded, is being recorded. The first device that will play back Red videos is only $1,450. The first 4K TVs are coming online. They start around $10K. 5 years, 4K may even be in camcorders that you'll buy in Best Buy and places like that. But I really had reservations in considering that I would buy a Red camera or a 4K camera. I don't see, you know, here we are doing stuff for the web. How do we make 4K available for people to watch on the web? You can't. You can't. Anything we shoot, and I'm not doing cinema, so I think it's going to be a while before I buy a 4K camera. First of all, I need to hit the lotto to buy one now. They're too expensive. They're crazy money. So, but a good interview. I think you guys will get a kick out of it. Mike Dell, wrote an article at Geek News Central talking about Apple customer service rocks. And this is really, Mike had a great experience with an old MacBook that he had. and getting it repaired, keyboard repaired. Matter of fact, a free repair, and it's, the machine's like 5 years old. So I'll have that link up in the show notes in case you want to check that out. So a good testimony by Mike Dell on a repair he got on his Mac. So definitely check that out. Another article I want to make you pay attention to over at Geek News Central, and this is something for everyone that's really watching their budget and wanting to basically start increasing security in your home. Lowe's, I think, has got their act together in this thing called the Iris Home Automation Program. And when you guys watch this video where I talk to the Lowe's folks, I think you're going to understand the depth of this. And also, another reason I like Lowe's a lot and why I really promote them a lot is if you are a veteran or active duty military, you can show your retired ID card or your active duty card and you get 10% off your purchase at Lowe's. And I thanked him for that when in the interview. But let's be straight up. Their new Iris Home Automation Program is very inexpensive, and it's a do-it-yourself type thing. I think you guys are going to be really excited to see these security products and stuff that they've got for latchkey kids and all that. A lot of this stuff is starting to come together real tight, so look forward to it. All right, over on Gizmodo, they're reporting the Mophie Juice Pack available. I don't know if this is for iPhone 5. It's a little different one. You know, they've got the battery packs are all over the place right now. They're a dime a dozen. And I'm going to tell you, Mophie is a little bit behind the ball, in my opinion, at this point. But, I'm telling you, I'm killing my iPhone every day that I've been the last 2 weeks. Every day I come back to the hotel, after been out for 8 or 9 hours, the phone's dead. It's in the red. And I'm really looking forward to getting a sleeve to stick that in that has some sort of a charging device. And I think the folks from MyCharge are going to be first and will have theirs out and available early. But if you really need that on-the-go charge, Mophie's got a new external battery pack. I have the link up in the show notes for you to review on that. But they're all over the place. And, you know, ladies, you can get them for yourself, styling, and look for the MyCharge videos on Geek News Central. All right, last three articles for tonight. For a brief moment, Facebook Connect broke a bunch of websites, but it apparently they got that fixed. All Things D and a number of our sites had some issues because of Facebook, and it's because so many sites are running Facebook plugins on their websites, and it was causing sites to load slow. So that's something that happened today. Also, hey, fellas, there's a men fashion site, and I'll be honest with you. I need some fashion assistance. Some of the stuff I'm looking at is like, if I was 20 years younger, my credit card would probably be a major league impacted. But, you know, I'm pretty much a polo golfing shirt type of guy. And blue jeans when I have to, slacks if it's totally necessary, and a jacket and tie if I'm really pressed to do that. But there's a new site called Jack Threads, and it's blowing up on mobile, and they are smoking it right now. So a lot of people are really good. The fellas are spending some serious money over there. So guys, if you're looking for some new clothes, some new threads to get that metro look on, to spice up your wardrobe, Jack Threads is a place to shop online. And you know, fellas, none of us like to go to a store, right? We all know our size, big or small, and our lengths. And as long as you haven't been ponying up to the bar too much, you probably can buy clothes online and not have a problem. But Jack Threads is a new app. Definitely download it. Google is now using its own WebP format instead of PNGs in the Chrome Web Store. This is kind of an interesting move. And WebP image format has been around for a few years. And they're saying that it's 35% faster than PNG. So I need to look at this a little deeper. I don't even know if any of the graphics apps I have support WebP or not. But it is available and it's being used. And the folks at Google are really pressing it because it just basically has, it loads faster. All right, I want to end the show tonight on a little bit of a laugh. You guys know I'm a big aviation guy. I love airplanes. But the Iran's new stealth fighter is getting critics. The people's hair are really being raised. And actually, this image was what was submitted, suggested to be a new back screen for my show. And I'll be honest with you, I am not going to put some Iranian supposed stealth aircraft as a background picture. I'm not going to, give them that much publicity. But what I will say is they're super stealth fighter that has been revealed. they're predicting it's plastic. I bet you. I'm just looking at this thing, and it looks so photoshopped. The landing gear alone is so small, and it's got these weird wing drops, and okay. Yes, the F-313. You know, Iran can't buy no aircraft right now. No military aircraft. No one will sell them any. This thing's getting a lot of chuckle. And, obviously they're passing off forgeries. And, of course, they put some other stuff up on YouTube on the supposed drone video. Ha, ha, ha. And long story short here, I tell you, it used to be the Russians who were the masters at propaganda, but I think officially we can say the Iranians have took over the cause as being very big on propaganda. I don't believe that this aircraft is real for the life of me. They show it to us flying. That's what we need to see. Take a video of it flying in a background that can't be faked, and then I think maybe a few more people will pay attention, but not I. I am not going to go down that road at this point. I do have a few emails, and what I want to do real quick while I've got the email loading is I want to remind you guys that my good friend Danica, she's got something to tell you.
Hi, this is Danica Patrick, racing star and GoDaddy girl. I rely on my race team to make my cars lean and mean, and I know the geek here at Geek News Central relies on the team at GoDaddy for lean, mean web products like domain names, hosting, and email. Check out all of Todd's great GoDaddy deals at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy.
And don't forget, those of you that skipped the very first portion of the show, 47% off. Go 47 off over at GoDaddy.com. All right, did have a couple of emails come in. Not a lot of traffic. Let me look here. What is today's date? When was the last show? Know where to start. I got an email from a longtime listener. Let's see if I can make sure he didn't tell me I can't read this. This is an email from Dominic, and he's got the Angry Old Man podcast. I love this, the name of the show. I think it's cool. He says, "Aloha, Todd. I've been listening to your podcast for a few years. In fact, you helped me lose 45 pounds in the last year and a half. It's all very simple. I needed something to keep my mind occupied while riding an elliptical machine and a stationary bike at the fitness club. And your tech show was my first choice on Stitcher, so thanks." Of course, you can catch me on Stitcher, folks. "And I went with you through your father-in-law dilemma, your mom getting into an accident, GoDaddy controversy, and your countless trips to the mainland. I find your shows very engaging and informative. Never written to you before, but that was because I was just enjoying listening to the podcast. The reason behind this email is that an idea that came to me as I was on that darn stationary bike again, and it was for cross-plugging. I'm a veteran broadcaster and film and video producer here in Southern Cal, Orange County specifically. And last year, I launched a comedy podcast called Angry Old Man Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the usual places. My podcast is different in that it's like a little scripted podcast sitcom with a continuing story. I play all the characters, but one, even the woman voices, and it's been growing nicely all around the world. People are starting to get into it and responding with emails and questions. I'm sure you know better than anyone that it takes a while to build an audience for a podcast, so I'm committed to keep rolling with it for the foreseeable future, and I'm having a blast doing it. It's like doing my old radio show. I'm getting about 5,000 downloads a month, and that's just from people finding it on their own when I was doing a morning show in LA during the late 80s. We are doing a lot of cross-promotion with non-competing stations. For example, we were a music station, so we plugged to an all-news station, the news station would plug us because people listen to both, but not at the same time. So the idea hit me, why not write to Todd and approach him, see if he would be interested in doing some cross-plugging? Yours is a tech podcast, and I'm doing comedy. Anyway, the worst you can say is no, right? But you may also, hey, that sounds interesting. I have a full-service video, audio, graphics, animation studio here in Laguna Niguel, and can basically do everything in-house. If there's a tinge of interest, please let me know. We can take it to the next level. If not, thanks for many hours of great listening and keep up the great work. Send me your promo over, angry old man. Come on, it'd be a lot of fun, and I'll send you one as well. And absolutely, cross-promotion is the name of the game. And I haven't been doing a lot of it in the last few years, but absolutely be happy to do it. And I'm glad I helped you lose some weight. How, maybe you can help me lose some weight, because I need to lose about 45 pounds too. So very, very cool. Got an email here from Jason. And Jason's in the Woodlands, Texas. He said, I watched the first episode of House of Cards last night. It was definitely a high-quality, captivating show, and I tend to watch it at my own pace. Thank you. I think the best part is the opening seconds and closing second, where it proudly states a Netflix original series. I hope this is successful and encourages other content producers like HBO to be more like Netflix. HBO produces some of their stuff, but they don't do a lot. As for the aspect of releasing the whole season at once rather than over a period of time, this is the kind of show that is really just a long-form movie broken down into chapters. If shows like this can be filmed all at once like a movie, it seems like they could attract better talent with flexible scheduling. If they withhold chapters that are already filmed just to keep the show relevant over a long period of time or collect more monthly fees, that's just evil. No one buys four books at once and reads one chapter of each book every Sunday night. Why should it be different for shows? I absolutely agree. So thanks for your feedback on that. I appreciate it, Jason, in Woodlands, Texas. All right, folks, that's going to wrap me up for today. Hey, what I'd like to encourage you to do is to become an insider for the show. I feel that the show is at a point where we are going to need to grow some more financial base for a number of initiatives and things that are going to be happening here. I'm hoping that you like the show format and everything that I've been doing. We won't always have three sponsors running. I know that you guys think, okay, you're doing three sponsors, you're probably getting paid enough. Believe me, we'd like to get to a point where we could have fewer sponsors on the show. And the only way we could do that is being user-supported. We have a great group of folks that are supporting us at $2, $5, $10, $15, $20 a month, or even making annual contributions. And we really would like to build up a fund to support the show. And I hope that you guys would consider becoming an insider. It's very important to me to continue to build the show. And I look forward to bringing, and I hope you guys enjoyed my shows on the road. Of course, I was sick as a dog when I first got here to Texas through food poisoning and having getting over the flu. But I want to keep the show rolling this year and really take it to the next level. And I'm trying to do that. So share the show with your friends, family members, people that you know. Tell people that listen to the show that you know don't listen to anymore to come back. The Geek is back in action. We are 830-plus show episodes strong. And I really want you guys to help me out here if you can and become an insider. You know, this, you know, at $2 or $5 a month, it's less than one cup of coffee. That's all you got to give up is one cup of coffee picked up at Starbucks or two coffees picked up at McDonald's. Feel free, if you can, hit the PayPal link and become an insider. It's on the geeknewscentral.com website or at geeknewscentral.com/insider. I want to thank all of the insiders for being part of the Ohana and supporting the show. It is greatly appreciated. You're going to continue to help us build the show here. And we'll have another special insider here shortly for you. But for those of you that are not contributing to the show yet, I want to encourage you to do so. All right, as always, follow me on Twitter at Geek News. Email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. Voicemail hotline is 619-342-7365. It's been my absolute pleasure to bring you these past, how many shows? Six shows while we've been here in Texas, and actually two Saturday morning techs. But I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to getting back to Honolulu to the studio. And until next time, everyone, take care. We'll see you. We'll see you back in Hawaii. Aloha.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.